This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the Blunt Object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, I want you to know that right now, one of our usual guests is over in Barcelona, weaving in and out of La Guardia Civil. He's in the middle of the Catalonian revolt. And that's what he does for his vacation. So, big shout out to Stephen D'Andrilli. Hope you keep your head down. But, of course, I still have the gentleman that will bring it. So joining me from Arbalest Quarrel is Roger Katz, and from the Seneca Gun Range is John DeLoca. Hello, guys.
Good evening, Bill.
Hello, how are you, Bill?
So, Roger, I spoke with you today earlier, and I know you have many, many concerns. Let's kick off with your primary concern and go from there, and we'll just let it morph. Unless, John, have you guys spoke? I mean, you guys figured out the order of operation here?
Yeah, let me begin, and then John will take over with some viewpoints. I did want to mention, first of all, the fact that when Stephen landed in Barcelona, he emailed me, and he was in a state of mass confusion to see literally thousands of people marching in the street in Barcelona.
Sure.
Which is just a major city in Catalonia. And I wanted to mention this to segue into the issue and the situation, of course, involving Las Vegas. But I wanted to point that what is going on in Catalonia does have definite meaning to us in this respect, because we ask ourselves, what does it mean to be an American, to be a citizen of this nation, or to be a citizen of any nation, for that matter? And you look to those factors that basically have much to do with an individual's identity with a particular country. Now, with Catalonia, or Catalonia, depending on the correct translation or the pronunciation, I'm not sure, but in any event, they have a culture and a history that is unique, distinct from that of the rest of Spain. And they have their own language. And when we consider our own country, we point to the fact that we have a shared history. We have a set of core values. We have a specific language. And we have a particular culture. Now, all those are going by the board, and I think that there is a definite attempt by secretive elements, both in this country and outside it, who wish to basically fracture the very concept of the nation state. You know, in the EU, the nations are losing more and more power to that of the European Commission, to the European Parliament, to the European Court, and the people have very, very little to say, virtually none. So even now, those that are specialists in the field of European Union politics and policy would say that they're a federation of independent states, but they're really a totalitarianism that is pervading all of Europe, and it's going to translate over to us. We talked about the TPP, and we have the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership as well. And apparently, there are things going on behind the scenes, and I don't know to what extent Trump is privy to all of this, to tie us into the European Union. Now, if we do that, then our Constitution is going to have to be amended. And the first thing that will go is the Bill of Rights. Certainly the concept of a Bill of Rights as a body of assertions of natural rights and liberties that pre-existed the country and exist in the individual. All right. So in order to maintain our country, we have to maintain our Bill of Rights, and that means maintaining the Second Amendment. Now, we have Las Vegas, and it was a horrible tragedy, no doubt about it. 59 people were murdered. Many of those might have been trampled to death. Obviously, the lunatic that carried this out knew what he was doing. But there is no rational explanation for a rational act. So what do the politicians ask for, the Democrats? They're saying through a knee
I'm on the radio show right now.
Yeah, a knee-jerk reaction. They're saying, oh, well, we need more common sense gun laws, background checks. And by the way, since this guy used apparently a sporting rifle, at least in part, with a high-powered cartridge, we got to get rid of those too. What I wanted to do is actually put the incident that occurred in context, because we constantly think that, well, look, we have these mass shootings, they're horrible, but actually they still involve a very minuscule number of instances of mayhem in this country. And I wanted to point to, I was looking at some law review articles. I was looking at the Quest study. Do we have a few more minutes?
You got 2 minutes and 27 seconds.
Okay. So, let me see here. Let me get this. I can find this. Okay, it's not there. Yeah. All right. So we looked at the number of people that actually use firearms to defend themselves. This is referred to as a DGU, defensive gun use.
Yep.
And the 1993 Kleck Girth study said that 2.55 million people use a firearm for protection against criminals each year. Now, if that statistic is true, and you're going to compare that to 59 individuals who died, and Democrats are saying, well, if we just get rid of a few more firearms and have a few more background checks, and maybe get rid of all guns from the millions of law-abiding, rational people that have them, then everything will be fine. And obviously, that isn't so. And they're not concerned, obviously, about the protection of individuals. They're only interested in their own personal agenda and in moving that along. And that means, of course, doing away with the Second Amendment, de facto, doing away of the Second Amendment. So they use any kind of violent act to support their position. And, of course, the mainstream media goes on and on and on ad nauseum to make the case for the legislators and the anti-gun groups and the internationalists. And that's where we're at right now. But I wanted to go into those statistics a little more in depth. We will do that.
Let me direct some people to some places to go check things out. What Roger does, you can find that at arbalistquarrel.com. And if you're going to New York, if you live in New York, if you want to go try a gun in New York, the only place to go is Seneca Sporting Range. And to set that up with John, you go to SenecaSportingRange.com. We'll be right back. My guest, Roger Katz, John DeLoca. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! ATWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. ATWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
ATWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel and John DeLoca from the Seneca Sporting Range. Just for everybody sitting at home, the figure at $2.5 million that Roger just quoted before the break, that's 6,843 defensive gun uses per year on the high end. Which, I don't know if you know this, but the CDC in 2013 thought it might be as high as 3 million defensive gun uses. Did you know that? I forgot to mention that today.
That is probably an accurate figure. to the legal research that I'm taking a look at.
So you wanted to expand on that a little bit. You want to talk about that?
Basically, I'm reading a paragraph, a call for a truce in the DGU, the defense gun use. If we factor in some of the probable over and under estimates affecting the National Crime Victimization Survey and the Collect Gertz 1993 survey, the widely divergent figures, according to one a group, would be like 50, 60,000 a year, which is still substantially more than any number of people that are murdered as a result of these mass shootings. But at any rate, this particular study says, the latest figures from the NCBS indicate 108,000 DGUs per annum. If this is adjusted for 50% underreporting due to not directly asking for DGUs, this increases to 260,000. But research by another group of statisticians, Cook and Ludwig, suggests that perhaps 60 to 42% of DGUs involve crimes not covered by the National Crime Victimization Survey.
Right.
Using the average of the Collect study, we're looking at probably close to 2 million. And as you say, it may even be higher because there's a lot of unreporting that goes on. So it could be closer to 3 million a year. Now, if that's true, why is it that we do not see those kind of reporting statistics in the mainstream media to indicate that, after all, yes, there are lunatics that take lives and there are criminals that take lives, but there are also the average law-abiding citizen of this country who defends him or herself with a firearm. And we're talking about, even on an annual basis, at a low figure of 1.2 million, or likely 2 million or 3 million, how can you discount that? But they don't want to hear that. And the reason why, of course, is that there's a predilection against guns, and also I think there's this desire, again, to insinuate this nation into a European Union type of structure down the road. And I don't know, John, do you want to offer your sentiments and views as a holder of an FFL?
Yeah, I would like to talk my views, but all over the world there are firearms, Roger. You got to remember, if God forbid, you're talking about 59 people losing their lives and other hundreds and hundreds injured. What I'm saying is, indirectly, is there something in the water in America? I'm just joking, of course. God forbid. I mean, why in America are we having these mass shootings all over them? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I, myself, being a gun dealer, have feelings. You have to feel my friends from the church, and we're praying. My friends are praying, and I'm praying for all the families and the people that linked to the people that were killed, and those families of those family and friends, so on and so forth. Hundreds and thousands of people families are being torn apart. You know, why? Just one question, Bill. This is a question. That if we can track an individual, a terrorist, that goes into Home Depot
right.
and buys all these components that make a bomb, and they go to his house and they literally arrest him, or they arrest him on the spot at Home Depot because he's buying these components. How did this individual have 26 guns, and he went off track and went out of his room, and Bill, you follow on Roger, it's
yeah.
a normal procedure, and stockpile the same caliber by the same amount of ammunition over and over again, and the same different gun but the same caliber, and the BATF doesn't document that?
I mean, you want to know how that happens?
Yeah, how did that happen? How did he fall between the cracks?
Well, I mean, he didn't fall between the cracks in Nevada. I mean, Nevada is the home of SHOT Show. Nevada is, there are a lot of gun people out in Nevada. You can, there's open carry allowed. Concealed carry is there as well. Having a lot of ammunition
Bill, that's a different issue. I'm talking, listen, if Bill Frady goes out and buys the same AR-50, the same caliber over and over again within the last year and buys stockpiles of ammunition, obviously he was planning this massacre. Well, you don't need 26 guns of the same caliber.
Let me jump in. John, we had talked about this before. Basically, you're talking about some sort of algorithm that the government should use, and that's ridiculous. There are individuals, some of them might call themselves survivalists, whatever. The point is that they want to have 20, 30 firearms. We know that.
All the same caliber? Oh, what about that thing that just Bill, what is that thing called that makes it fully automatic?
It's a bump fire stock, and you don't have to, I mean... With a bump fire, bump firing a semi-automatic rifle is a very easy thing without the bump fire stock. The bump fire stock is just something you can shoulder. I can take my AR-15 and hold it at my hip and stick my finger in the trigger guard and start pulling forward on the handguard, and it's going to bounce. It's going to use the force of the weapon in the recoil to bounce on the trigger, and it's going to sound like I'm running it at full automatic, except I'm not.
So you don't need a butt fire stock to make it go fully automatic, you say?
Nope. Well, fully automatic is 800 rounds per minute for the M4 platform. This is firing at about 420 rounds per minute. It is fast, but it is not fully automatic.
And the BATF has mentioned, has actually ruled, this thing is not an automatic, it doesn't convert.
It's a weapon accessory. It's just a part. It's just
that's
a part.
Right.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm debating with you the fact that if an individual could go into Home Depot and buy all the components to make a bomb, and before he walks out the door, breaks the plane of the door, he's arrested. But yet this guy can break rank and buy the state.
Hold it there. We will get into that in the next segment. We're about to come up on the break. SenecaSportingRange.com, ArbalistQuarrel.com, that's where you find Roger Katz. SenecaSportingRange.com, that's where you'll find John DeLoke and the stuff he does. We're going to go into the algorithm discussion, which I haven't had that in a while. I'm glad you brought it up, John. We'll be right back.
Okay.
This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors years for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour, Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel, John DeLoca from Seneca Sporting Range. The question before the break was, why wouldn't it trip some sort of alarm switch, trigger something, if somebody's out there buying X amount of firearms? Everywhere except New York State, New Jersey, and probably in New York State, because I know outside of New York City, New York City is actually a pretty big gun state. It's not uncommon for people to own hundreds of firearms. Hundreds.
Right, Bill, but my question is this. Let's say, Raja, how many guns or rifles do you have of the same caliber?
Bill. Well, whatever the number that I have, John, it should not make any difference.
Yeah, why is that germane?
Okay, Bill,
just out of curiosity.
My question is, Bill, how many rifles do you have of the same caliber?
Four.
Okay. Now, if Bill Frady went out on a buying spree, you hit the lottery and you turned around and said, I'm going to buy a massive gun collection.
Right.
Would you buy them all of the same caliber? Would you stockpile all the same caliber? Between that year's time to now and the incident happened with these poor people that injured and maimed and killed.
The fact is that a desire on the part of an individual to purchase half a dozen, a dozen, 60, or 100 weapons, whether of the same caliber or not, what difference does it make? The fact of the matter is that we live in a free society. This is not a minority report type of situation where
right. The
government should put in an algorithm and figure that, well, gee, this would be the identity of controls are stockpiling, and it appears more firearms
this is a typical type of anti-gun pronounced too that is often made. How many guns does a person need? Well, I've got one, or two, or three. And another person has 50. Who needs 50 weapons? He must be mentally ill. And that raises a real red herring because in the last show last week, I talked about the two major pieces of legislation, the National Firearms Act of 1934 and the Gun Control Act of 1968. And the NFA basically directed to taxing weapons that were used primarily by the mob, by criminal gangs, machine guns, firearm suppressors, shotguns and rifles, destructive devices, and other similar weapons defined in the Act. Then there was the Gun Control Act of 68. And the purpose there was to keep firearms out of the hands of those not legally entitled to possess them. And, but what does that mean? Well, there were several categories that were issued in the Gun Control Act. And,
in 1968, but they didn't renew that.
Well, let's get back to the question about all the guns. One thing that I've noticed about these spree shooters is that they are not the typical gun kind of guy. If I was going out on in one of these very dire circumstances and I'm going out the door, I'm taking one rifle and one pistol because that's all I can manage. And for some of these, James Holmes in Aurora, he had four weapons. Elliot Rogers in California, he had three handguns and 41 magazines. Adam Lanza, he had a long gun that he took, two handguns, and a shotgun that he left in the trunk. All of these guys, all of these big spree shooter type guys, they always show up with a lot of weapons. And I take that as a sign that they don't know what they're doing. And in the case of this guy, they're saying he had 23 weapons in the room, but from the looks of things, he only used two. And why would you lug 23? I mean, John, every day don't you have to pull every gun out of the case and stick it in a safe somewhere? I mean, would you want to carry that many around with you?
I think he used two, but he carried 23.
He had 23 in the room. I just think it's just the fact that he was not a combatant. A combatant is going to try to travel light, and he was not traveling light by any stretch of the. And I don't know why. I have no idea why he would do that. At the most, I might go a three-gun configuration, shotgun, rifle, handgun. And then I'm carrying as much ammunition as I can and maybe some Gatorade and some Twinkies. But that's about it. I'm not taking any more than that kind of stuff. And I find it interesting that all of these spree shooters that don't know that much about guns except how to put them into operation, they kill a bunch of people, show up with literally a bag of guns.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take a bag of guns to do it.
Yeah. No, I know that. I know that. He didn't know what he was doing. He just overloaded, overwhelmed, overspent, over ammunition, and went berserk. I don't know. I don't know what was in his mind, but he was a millionaire. He could have helped so many people around the world, starving in America. People are hungry, homeless, hungry. And instead of helping people, with his money,
but he didn't. But going back to the main issue, the fact is, and at least some of these liberal broadcast networks have admitted as much, that under our present laws, or even under laws that the Democrats elect to pass, there's no way that this individual would have been prevented. The Gun Control Act does talk about those that are mentally ill, but in the sense that they've been committed to a mental institution, or they've been adjudicated as a mental defective. And then you've got BATF that attempted through their own administrative rulemaking to get a handle on what that would be in order to disqualify people from possessing a firearm. In this case, nothing could be done. See, that's the thing. The public thinks that that you can't stop something like this. And the fact of the matter is, you really can't. The only way that you could conceivably do it would be so reprehensible to people that live in a free society. For example, if you're living in Singapore, very, very low crime rate, very a few homicides, certainly was done, if any. But it's a very repressive society. We want to live in a society like that. And even if we do, we probably wouldn't even have the security, because basically what the politicians want in this country is to take away firearms from the vast majority of us who are grasped, law-abiding, average individuals who are perhaps 1 million, 2 million, maybe 3 million instances a year are protecting themselves with a gun. But again, these people that are against any civilian having a firearm will simply look at the occasional lunatic and figure that, well, we can't deal with that, so we'll just take away the firearm from 100 million other people. And it's draconian. It's like looking at the lowest common denominator, our criminal population, and then, which they're not going to be able to control anyway, and then attempting to suppress the rights of those that are never presenting a problem.
Let me get you all right there. We're going into the break.
Sure.
SenecaSportingRange.com. That's where you can find Mr. DeLoca and everything that he does. ArbalistQuarrel.com is where you can find Roger, in addition to Amaland.com, where he's a featured writer with his partner who is currently fighting the Catalonian Revolution alone, I guess. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. A little tidbit for you. If you hear some of the Democrats out there saying, no, nobody does, has it like the United States and the developed world for this kind of shooting. If you're going to look at that, if you're looking at industrialized countries, look at the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. There they have 34 countries in the OECD. Out of those, we come in fifth behind Chile, Russia, Mexico, and Brazil leading the pack. The average per 100,000 in that 34-nation group is 4.1. The United States is trending a little bit higher than that at 4.6. Brazil is at 25.5. So whenever the Democrats are out there saying, well, you know, it only happens here. Well, no, it actually happens in all 34 of these nations. We're not quite on the top of the totem pole. We may be on the totem pole, but that's just because, you know, we are. My guest this hour, Roger Katz from Marvelous Quarrels, John DeLoca from Seneca Shooting Range. I just wanted to give out that little tidbit just for the ninjas.
No, it's an interesting statistic. Definitely. Yeah.
Very interesting statistics that we're number five, but we have to come to a happy medium. What I'm trying to say, Bill and Roger, is whether it's some type of restriction or number of stockpiling and guns and ammunition, we need to bend also. We need to be very important to bend and be flexible. You know, we have to come to some type of understanding everywhere across the nation. All these people going, donating blood and helping these people under these circumstances, that's important. That's important. But we need to come together, all of us, the gun people, the anti-gun people, and the government, to come to the right answer, the right conclusion.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Let's look at this and compare this to Nice, where they used a truck and killed 80 people. Okay? How do you come to a consensus on that? What we're talking about is a mindset. The tool, you know, in this case, it was a gun. That time, it was a truck. 9/11, it was jetliners. We're talking about trying to fight a mindset, which is virtually impossible. Us getting out there and giving any ground on gun control today, to me, makes completely no sense, because none of the things they talk about, none of the things on their big list of things that they want, universal background checks. They want to put people on the no-fly list. They can't buy guns. If you're on the terrorist watch list, you can't buy guns. all of that stuff, none of that stuff would do anything to address what has happened recently. It wouldn't have stopped Adam Lanza. It wouldn't have stopped Elliot Rogers. It wouldn't have stopped James Holmes. It wouldn't have stopped this cat. It wouldn't have stopped any of them. So if they want to stop crime, if they want to stop gun crime, they could start in places like, you know, 51% of the murders, John, happen in 2% of the counties of the United States. And that's all gang-related activity. If they want to make a big chunk out of something, they should go attack that, because they're in very concentrated areas. They know exactly where they are, and they could go and actually fight it. And the reason they don't is that so that we will think that, well, we need to come to a consensus discussion and bend and be flexible.
Well, really, the key, where is that? Is that in Chicago? Is that what you're talking about, Chicago?
Well, Chicago, Baltimore, Pickett, 2% of the counties in the United States account for 51% of the murders.
Probably L.A., too.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that. And even in those counties where this is happening, like in L.A., for example, there's one.
But it's all gang-related?
Well, it's all gang-related, but in certain blocks, they'll have, in certain instances, up to 41 murders unsolved in a per square mile. And then further down the street, in other parts of the county, they will have no homicides or one.
Right.
So we know exactly where it's at, right? We have law enforcement. We could go do something about it, but on the
other. They're not doing it.
And they're not doing it. Plus, we have the Ferguson effect going on and all these other things. And really, truly, at the end of the day, my theory is they don't want to do anything about it.
Right.
Because in
right.
order to get to things like single payer, you know, going to single payer health care scares me, because then all of us could become Charlie Gard, that little baby that they just decided was going to die over in Britain. His parents didn't need it. They had $1.6 million. They could have done anything they wanted to. And they said, no, we own him. And then that's another thing they want. And the only way to make that happen, the only way to make it happen and get it all the way in there and push it to the nth degree is to disarm us. Because that while everybody sits back there and says, well, you can't fight the military. They've got tanks and they've got helicopters and all this other stuff. Three quarters of the military would desert and join us.
Yeah,
they would desert and join us. Law enforcement is not going to help them. So, I mean, they've thrown law enforcement. And plus, here's the other thing. Here's a really interesting thing for everybody to think about. On the one hand, they're telling us that the cops are racists. And now they're telling us the only people that should have guns are cops. So, Black Lives Matter, you guys have been thrown under the bus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, this is all just... No, I, you know, I'm not going any further. I've already been over far enough to be a yoga master, so I'm going as far as I can go.
Well, the police are still part of the government. That's the... So, whatever racism exists, that could be controlled. And the criminals, they're not interested in. Obviously, what is at stake here is concern over the average law-abiding, rational American citizen. That's the thing that these internationalists, these Democrats, can't stomach. And so they will take any incident to be used to their advantage. And as I said, basically there's two prongs to what they want to do in, to basically destroy the Second Amendment. One of those, of course, is to place more and more firearms in the category of assault weapons, or maybe they'll come up with another term. But basically they'll say, well, no one needs these. And the other is simply to enlarge the categories of those individuals who are not permitted to possess a firearm. This was a part of the Gun Control Act that basically said if you're an illegal immigrant, if you're dishonorably discharged, if you're mentally defective, any of those. And, of course, in this instance, what they're going to be doing is attacking this issue of mentally ill. And I was looking at a law review article, a smoking gun for firearms restrictions. And this is interesting. I read, as a preliminary matter, the term mentally ill encompasses a very broad range of cognitive behaviors and affects a very large portion of society. They're estimated that 1 in 4 American adults experience mental illness in a given year.
and that 1 in 17 adults live with a serious mental illness such as schizophrenia, major depression, or bipolar disorder. The U.S. Center for Disease Control, CDC, which is the National Public Health Institute under the Department of Health and Human Services, defines mental illness as collectively all diagnosable, if I should pronounce that right, mental disorders, which are health conditions that are characterized by alterations in thinking, mood, or behavior. So it could be anywhere from 8% to 45%. Of course,
Let me get you to hold right there because we're going to run out of time, and I want to make a suggestion just because the conversation is going so well. Why don't we are both of you guys free tomorrow night, same hour?
I will be free, yes.
John?
I'll be there, Bill,
Let's reconvene tomorrow and carry this on simply because I like turning over all these rocks. But, you know, no offense, John. Right now in the world today, I can be in Pennsylvania and be a regular law-abiding Joe and have a gun and carry it. And if I cross over into New Jersey, even though
you're
they speak the same... it's East Germany. It's just like East Germany. If I have a bullet, if I have a hollow point round, it's like East Germany. So, no, I'm...
One year for every hollow point that you have. If you have 10, you get 10 years in jail.
Yeah, so, I mean, am I ready to have a consensus? Yeah, I have a consensus already. We know certain data like concealed carriers are more law-abiding in most cases than police officers. So carrying guns and paying attention to the law is a good thing, and we have demonstrated that. We've demonstrated that all over the United States. And this cat, there's more to this, and we'll know more about this tomorrow, I'm sure. But that's why I want to reconvene, because there'll be some more rocks uncovered. John DeLoca, Seneca Shooting Range .com, and Roger Katz, ArbalistQuarrel.com. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thanks for joining me. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.